The electricity company of Ghana has explained that it is following a load shedding timetable that is influenced by the availability of power from GridCo, responding to complaints that the ECG has abandoned its original load shedding timetable. The Accra West Public Relations Officer of ECG, Eric Asante, said the company's act is based on the amount of available energy at any given time. He, however, did not rule out the fact that there are instances that it is faced with major problems and challenges. He spoke to Ritampa Bintete.
Yes, we are still shedding load. What pertains now is that we had some challenges in a couple of months where people had to go off even within for 24 hours before they had supply. Some went off in a number of days, they were not even getting supply. But as it stands now, there has been an improved generation where we are shedding within the range of 250 to 300 megawatts. For now, on the average, we are shedding around 300 megawatts, which is an improved generation as compared to the period where we were shedding within the range of.
You've admitted that load shedding is still ongoing. When was the last time you released a timetable to that effect?
The last time we released a timetable was in October, where we were saying that customers would have to go off within a 12-hour period and come back again the next day. They have a 24-hour grace period and they go off again within 12 hours.
And Mr. Asante, have you been sticking to this timetable?
I would say yes and no. Yes, because when there is an improved generation, we drew this timetable pertaining to a particular load that we are supposed to share. If Ghana Grid Company is unable to give us the amount of megawatts that we have firmed to shed, then what it means is that the load shedding timetable will be thrown overboard or will be thrown over. We cannot go by it if they give us a lower amount of energy to be distributed to our numerous customers. But if we are able to go by whatever megawatts that we have firmed to shed, then it means that the timetable will be adhered to. Unfortunately, we and the grid company agreed on a particular amount of energy that we are supposed to share. But sometimes there are things to be some constraints.
And in situations where you encounter unforeseen circumstances, do you communicate to the public or the consumers?
Yes, no, I can understand their frustration and from the angle you are coming from. If all of a sudden you know that this is the amount of energy you are supposed to share, or this is the time with which you as a customer you are supposed to get supply, you don't get supply at all, or the time with which you are supposed to get your light doesn't come on at all. What it means is that you have not been informed well pertaining to when you should get supply. These things happen because when GridCo would not be able to even tell ECG that this is the problem we are facing, so automatically if we don't go off, the system would collapse. So they even don't even sometimes give us the room to even plan as to whether to even inform our customers or not. So sometimes these particular problems crop up, and when they do, we are able to do that only after they have occurred.
So, Mr. Asante, should we then blame GridCo for some of these challenges?
Yes, I would say that they are also faced with a particular challenge. But as we speak, whatever problems that we are seeing now are as a result of the lack of enough generation that we are not getting. That is why we are not also able to give the supply that we really need to give to our customers.
Mr. Asante also said that VRA and other energy agencies have signed contracts with independent power producers, which he believes will address the current energy crisis.
The problems that we are facing as a result of generation and then transmission, definitely distribution problems may have its own challenges.
Yeah, exactly. But then I also like to find out, is the load shedding exercise being carried out throughout the country, or you have some selected regions or communities that experience this kind of...
Yeah, no, shedding around 300 megawatts cannot be within Accra alone. The amount of megawatts that is being shared is spread all over the region, so that every region has its own bit of energy that is shared. So it is not if we are shedding a load within Accra and Kumasi alone. All the regions have their share of energy that is shared.
I ask this because I know that there's this particular region that they don't experience this load shedding, and I want to know whether there is a particular reason for that.
I'm hearing for the first time, but let me add that it may seem that some regions are not experiencing that, but we at our end know that this amount of energy is the amount that we have firmed to share, the spread over to other regions. There are some regions that even when you reduce that amount, their whole energy that they consume will be so insignificant that even when you try to reduce the amount of load, that will not have an effect on whatever quantum that we intend to.
Can you mention any of such regions?
You can mention some regions like the volatile region where they don't consume that much region. Depending on the quantum of energy in a particular region, you look at the whole amount and that percentage is dropped.
Well noted. But Mr. Asante, do you think this load shedding exercise will ever end?
I am very optimistic. I should be frank with you that we are not going to live with this load shedding.
But this is not the first time. This is not the first time we're hearing this. We've heard this over and over and over again.
As a country, I don't think we should paint a gloomy picture about energy. Efforts are being put in place to, as it were, make sure this problem is solved. There have been a lot of contracts that have been signed with IPPs to be able to provide other alternative sources of power or add other megawatts in addition to whatever we are having now. ECG itself has even signed a contract. The Volta River Authority have signed contracts with IPP groups, which is coming on board, which is also giving us some amount of megawatts.